Welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where best friends dish on what's good. Brought to you by KentuckyTasteBuds.com. That's KYTasteBuds.com. Now, here are the Kentucky Taste Buds, Tamara and Lee.
Hey guys, welcome to Brunch with the Buds, where two best friends talk about everything good in Kentucky, from food, fashion, events, and people. My name is Lee Roach, and I am here with my best friend, Tamara Snyder. Good morning, Tamara.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
You having a good week so far?
Busy week.
Yes. Well, yes. Mine hasn't been too great.
You've had a terrible week.
I've had a terrible week.
I'm so sorry.
I know, but we may or may not talk about that. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll see what but I'm still getting over this cold. It's been 3 weeks now.
Well, you like to hang on to things.
I really, really do.
Yes.
And we also have with us today, Curtis.
Hello, everybody.
Cyphrus.
Oh, my feelings are hurt now.
You know, you said that that's an easy name if you read it, but it's the C that screws me up.
Because it's no, that's okay.
Like sci-fi,
like science.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because it's S C I F R E F R E S.
Like I said, really close to the tree. Not yeah. Cyprus. Yeah. Cyphrus.
Yes. Okay. Well, that will help me remember science.
Yeah.
So how are you doing?
I'm good. I had a busy week as well, but we're here and ready to go. So.
All right. And you're wearing pink today?
I am. Yes. It was rainy outside, so I didn't want to wear my button up or anything, get it ruined. So.
So you have one pink hoodie is what you're telling me.
Oh, I got lots of pink shirts and stuff, but this is my newer one, so I thought I'd wear it.
Yeah, all right. I love that. I love that he's a confident man that is not afraid of wearing pink.
Oh, my dad always asks, why am I wearing Chelsea's hoodie around? So.
Your girlfriend.
I don't know if he likes it or not. So
not a fan.
He might be a little old school.
Yeah. Okay. That's okay, though. He can get over it.
No, I love it. I think it looks
great.
Well,
I think you're perfect for today's show, which is hopping into Easter because, guys, it's Easter this weekend.
Hippity hop.
Love Easter.
Do you? Is that your favorite time of year?
It's not my favorite holiday, but it's definitely up there. Okay. It's not my favorite.
Okay. Well, Tam, why don't you get us started?
Okay. Well, let's just jump right into it with some Easter facts. Now, we all know that Easter is the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the Christian religion. And some other symbols of Easter and spring are eggs, because that's an ancient symbol of fertility.
Yes.
Makes sense.
And a current one.
Yes.
You have eggs.
Yeah.
You're fertile.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You need eggs to be fertile. And so it just makes sense because it's about bringing new life and rebirth. And that's what I love about spring. It's all about renewal. And so I get super excited about this holiday. Now, did you know that Americans spend $1.9 billion on Easter candy?
Girl, that's a lot of daggone
money. I wonder
money.
How much of that discounted after the day of Easter.
Well, the next day you can go get half
yeah,
price.
50% off.
Yeah, but that
you can do that for Halloween too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Well, this is the second biggest candy holiday after Halloween.
It is.
Yeah, which, of course, it just makes sense.
Well, I don't know. You'd think Valentine's Day. But well, a lot of people don't do that much anymore.
Yeah.
Or you get, Christmas. There's a lot of Christmas candy out there with candy canes. And,
I didn't make up the facts. I'm just...
I do candy for all those holidays.
Yes. So. Yeah. We shouldn't restrict our candy intake. But $1.9 billion, that's a lot of money.
Now, do you enjoy the Halloween candy or the Easter candy more? Or the Valentine's Day candy?
Oh, gosh. That's
Halloween
a toss-up.
Halloween's maybe my least favorite holiday, but the candy's the best.
Yeah.
It's real candy. It's real Skittles and... whole Snickers bars and stuff like that.
Well, I like all things chocolate. So for me, Easter might be more better. Is that a word? More better?
Yeah, that's actually two words. I think
it's more better.
I like Halloween better just because it comes with the whole dressing up and, you know, not that I'm trick-or-treating still, but, you know.
Well, that's good because that would be awkward. Yeah. Okay. Now, let me ask you about the dyeing of the eggs. Now, this is a Easter fact. You know, people love to dye Easter eggs. I'm not sure where that came from. I didn't look up that historical fact about the dyeing of the
eggs. I saw something about it being reminiscent of dyeing to represent Jesus's blood.
Ooh.
So back in the ancient days, they were like red.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
that makes me not want to dye eggs
anymore. Yeah. Yeah. That puts a different twist on it if you look at it like that. Now, they used to dye eggs with things, very natural substances like onion peels, tree bark, flower petals, and juices. But if you're a traditionalist like me, I use the old Paws Easter egg dye kit.
Love the Paws.
The one with the little wire that you put the egg in.
Yes. Okay. So I have a funny story. Now,
okay,
I was so into this when my boys were little, and I would get the kit, get it all spread out, plastic tablecloth, the whole nine yards. Loved it. You put that little tablet in there and it fizzes up and turns colors. And I just thought it was so fantastic. Well, my boys were never into it. And watching them try to finagle that egg into the little wire hanger, which just did not seem capable of holding the weight of the egg, I would be like, let me do that. Because I didn't want them to make a mess. And I was like wanting to take control. And
I can
and
relate.
Make the eggs perfect. Right. Yes. I know which story you're going to tell.
No, you don't.
I don't?
I'm not telling the story about eggs.
Okay. Because I know you and didn't one time you and Taylor make the eggs and like it spilled and you were like very upset. Am I making that up?
I think that's another person. No, because I'm like you. I had the tablecloth. I had aprons on.
Yes.
I had, you know, goggles. I mean, I'm very, very controlled.
Yeah. So I know some people really go all out and do the tie-dye and there's a new thing with like a marble technique.
Yeah. But Taylor's all about that because she's the artist.
Oh, yeah.
So it was always like a 5-hour event.
Oh, gosh. No, I'm the traditionalist. Yeah. You know, get it in, get it done and be done with it. Okay, what about you, Curtis?
I like they give you the white crayon.
Oh, so
you can see I'm more of a fan of drawing a pattern than just dipping the whole color in myself.
Oh, okay.
Because you're an artist too.
Yeah, but I say make the mess.
You're okay with the mess?
Say that until your daughter, like,
she hasn't actually dipped eggs yet.
Right.
She's 2.5. So she might actually this year.
Yeah.
Depending on what my mom has planned for Sunday. So,
yeah, you should. It's a rite of passage for sure. Now, the White House Easter egg roll is an event that's been celebrated by the presidents and their family since 1878. And that's always a big to do. I would think I would like to go to that.
I read that like 35,000 people go to this. What do? They just roll it down the hill?
Yeah, I think they have like a spoon and you roll it. It's like I thought it was like a race, like who could roll it the fastest. I could be wrong.
Oh, we need to find a video of that.
Yeah, where's our producer that could Google stuff like this for us as we talk about it?
You've got some homework.
Yeah, okay. Now, it's estimated that Americans spend $131 on average every Easter between the candy and the dinner and the decor. That is a big chunk of change.
I think it's actually pretty cheap. If you're cooking a dinner, number one, you're going to spend that easily on that.
Well,
the Easter dress. Girl, I know you're spending more than $130 on your Easter dress.
Shh. What have you heard? Yeah, it's true. We do spend a lot of money on these holidays. Yeah. But it's so fun.
It is.
And it's such a festive time of the year. I'm all about it.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Americans buy more than 70 million peeps during the holiday.
Oh, hold on. This just in.
This just in.
We found some video of the Obamas.
Too bad we're on a podcast and not vlog.
It looks like they're rolling around with spoons.
Oh, there's more than one. Who are all these people?
They're kids from
Are they political kids? Are they kids down the street?
Looks like there's face painting. It doesn't really say. Probably just
whoever's basketball.
Close. Yeah, just a bunch of activities and.
It looks like a very festive time
like
on the grounds
time.
Of
well, no
the White House.
Everybody wants to go. I wonder if it's private invitation.
I'm sure.
How do you think we can snag one of those? Because if they have an Easter egg hunt, I'm all on it.
I know this is an older video, so I don't know who you have to contact now to go to the
find out
Trump's egg roll.
Yeah, Trump will have like three people.
He'll have gold eggs.
Yeah,
golden goose eggs. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's pretty good. Thanks,
Peeps.
Curtis. Good job.
Good job. Peeps. Are you a lover or a hater?
Hater.
They're disgusting and terrible.
I mean, they're cute to look at, but I'll put them in the basket just for looks.
I gave one to my daughter like 3 days ago, and she didn't even know what to do with it. She literally just looked at it and put it back down because she thought it was a toy.
She thought it was a toy.
It's not food.
Yeah. No. Oh, I like Peeps because you can make s'mores out of them.
Well, I might like it better that way.
Yeah. No, but I'm a traditionalist.
S'more peep.
Yeah.
I don't think anything can make it bad worse than they are.
What do you know? It's a marshmallow.
It's crystal sugar all over it.
That's the best part.
Regular, there's a little eyes looking at me.
Regular marshmallow is fine with me.
Oh, you all are no fun. All right. Now, here's what you were talking about, Lee. Members of the Greek Orthodox faith often paint their Easter eggs red.
Yeah,
that's where you got that, which symbolizes Jesus' blood and his victory over his death. And the color red is symbolic of the renewal of life and, as such, Jesus' resurrection, which I love. I think that should be the focus. But I do get caught up in all the other trappings of Easter, like the outfit and the candy. And
it's like every holiday we have, a religious holiday. There's always something more to it than just the spiritual aspect of it.
What it should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
All right. So what do you love most about Easter, Tamara?
What I love most about Easter, probably besides going to church and the actual ceremony that they have, because it's usually really good music. It's very moving. It's very poignant. And all of that, probably the Easter outfit for me.
You love the Easter outfit.
I do love the getting in of the new outfit.
Did you go shopping for a new outfit?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't settled on one particular thing because I didn't know what the weather was going to be.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about fashion in a minute.
Yes.
That's your area.
That's my thing.
Curtis, will you go buy a new outfit for Easter?
No.
He's going to wear that pink hoodie.
Probably not. I got a bunch of flamboyant button-up shirts, and so I think that'll be fine.
He's prepared. Fine.
We're going to have to hook him up with Cameron Mills.
I know it.
Because that's the word we use for Cameron all the time.
Yeah.
Flamboyant?
Yes.
Oh, Cameron, if you're listening, your tie is at Malone's. We found it when y'all
came. What? What was he doing with his tie?
Remember? He took it off.
I forgot to say that last week, but we have your tie in the office.
Well, he doesn't listen to our podcast, but we'll tell him.
Yeah.
Beep, 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 beep. Yeah. Breaking news.
Well, yeah, you'll be able to tell if he listens now because he won't answer you.
Oh, he doesn't listen to us. What do you
mean? No, he doesn't listen.
So what is your favorite thing about Easter, Curtis?
Usually I have off of work, so that's a big plus. But the Easter baskets, I guess. Oh. My mom still makes them for us, so I still get to be a kid every year at least once. So. But that carries on, too. I make them for everybody. Even when I lived with my friends and when I was a bachelor, you know, I'd make them for my buddies. And I know that's kind of not a bro thing to do, but I used to do that anyways.
I think that's so sweet.
Yeah, well, they didn't get to spend time with their family, and my family was close, so I thought
just keep in mind your friends, your new friends, the buds.
That's right. Where's our basket?
I'm ill-prepared for today. If it was on Easter Sunday, then I'd have had
it. Oh, you would have had it. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm right there with you. Easter candy slash basket is my favorite. I love it. And I love to present them as well. But I don't give them to all my best friends. So sorry.
I know. I was like, what?
I make one for myself. No, I'm just kidding.
Has wine in it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I asked our Twitter friends, what is the favorite part of Easter for them? And the options were candy slash Easter basket, mm-hmm. which is Curtis and I's favorite.
Yes.
Religion. Church, yep. Jesus,
yes,
you know,
the reason for the season,
right? The Easter bunny himself, or four dying eggs, and then you can only have four options on Twitter. So I said, comment below if you have something else.
Surely it's not the Easter bunny. That can't be the winner.
Yeah. Well, I think you're right.
Yeah, it was actually 3%. You're right, 3%, and it must have been a 10-year-old who voted on that one. 69% said religion. And spirituality, their faith, and Jesus
is
their favorite part of
Easter. We've got some good followers.
We're heathens.
Yeah.
You got the dress and we got the candy. And then 18% said candy Easter basket. 9% said dying Easter eggs. But I didn't go back and count, but tons of people said something that's very obvious. Family.
Yes.
That may have been second if I'd added that to the poll.
Yeah, we didn't think about that. But a lot of people use that time to get together with family and that kind of thing. So yes, it's very important.
And then other people talked about the Easter egg hunt, which I didn't even think of putting that on the poll. It is also a favorite thing of mine to do. Do you all like those?
I was never a big fan.
I don't necessarily. I mean, I did when I was a kid. But now, actually, my mom did something cool this year because we have little ones and we have older ones. I mean, I got six nieces and nephews that come over. But she made everybody's eggs different color so the older kids wouldn't take the younger kids' eggs.
Your mother's a genius.
Yeah, so you know, the last year the that kids would have like 100 eggs and like Nia would have like one because she takes her all day to get over across the yard. But
that's
now they have to get
smart.
Their own Easter eggs and they get their own amount of candy too. So
everybody
wins.
That is a great life hack.
If people have kids in the car, you might want to just pause this right now because I'm going to talk about the quote unquote Easter bunny for a little bit.
Yes.
So I was the type of parent that always has fun with holidays. So I pretended that the Easter bunny actually left a scavenger hunt for my daughter. That's how she collected all of her items for her Easter basket.
She had to go from clue to clue.
Yeah, to clue to clue.
Wow.
And then the clue would have what the item was going to be. She had to write it down on a piece of paper. And at the end, she got her Easter basket to see how accurate she was.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you went all out.
Yeah. And I also left cotton around the house.
Uh-huh.
So she thought it was his tail falling off.
Oh, that's so cute.
Probably
that's kind of scary.
I think
he's got alopecia. He's losing his hair.
But Stevie J, who I'm dating, their family also goes out on Easter egg hunts. And what they do is they hide them for everybody.
Uh-huh.
They have little numbers in it. Then they come back and they do a drawing for like major prizes.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of like white elephant a little bit.
Okay.
That you get the major prize and then they are down and out dirty.
Oh, are they?
I mean, they're knocking over little kids.
Yeah.
For this stuff.
So it's adults and kids doing the hunt.
Yes. But he says it toughens up his girls, so he's all right with that. And they're out there. They're tough. They'll beat me up. I'm telling you right now.
Well, that might be anti the thought of Easter, but that's okay. That's okay. That's good.
Right. And then there's baby animals, and there's the thoughts on dying baby chicks and dying little bunnies. What do y'all think of that?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I didn't know they did that. They dye them different colors?
Oh, you've never seen chicks that are like pink and blue and green?
No.
It's terrible.
Yes.
It's
That's very inhumane.
They inject dye into the embryos. Some of them spray paint them.
Uh-huh. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And then others.
It's very disturbing.
Yeah, it is disturbing. And I know Kentucky now, and as of 1972 or 82, I can't remember which one, enacted some laws to regulate that.
We had to pass a law to get people not to do that.
Yes,
oh, that's shameful.
Yeah, I know. So y'all not a fan of that?
Yeah, no. No. I mean, they're so pretty in their natural state. They're bright yellow.
Regular chickens.
In their natural state.
Yeah.
Or duck. Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're like dyeing your baby pink, you know, like you're pregnant.
Why would you do that?
Have a pink baby? It's weird.
I don't know. That is weird.
So not did you all ever have baby chicks or rabbits growing up?
We had every animal imaginable, but we did not have a rabbit, which is funny because my mom always wanted a rabbit.
Yeah.
And we never had a rabbit.
They're so cute.
And we never had chicks.
Yeah. Me neither.
I don't think I ever had either one of those either. I had a guinea pig once.
Yeah, I had a guinea pig.
And I bought a dwarf hamster once that had like 8 babies, but.
Oh.
They are very fertile.
Yes. Well, I obviously got her while she was pregnant.
Yes.
And then one day there was just the sawdust was moving and I was like, what's happening? Yeah. You know, and there was like 8 of them. And
yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
careful.
Anyways, they recommend that you don't get rabbits as a pet. And here's why. They live, number one, 10 to 15 years. I had no idea.
They live a long time.
That's
I had a friend that had
commitment.
A rabbit and I think hers lived even longer than that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a huge commitment. And they're not really good pets for children because children want to hug on them and tug on them and kiss on them. They are scared half to death, and it really escalates their anxiety.
Yes.
That rabbits do not do well in that environment.
No.
When your children – a lot of times what happens is when your children get tired of the bunny rabbit,
yeah.
they said, oh, just free it out in the wild.
You can't do that?
No, they said on average only a rabbit will live like 1 to 2 days
out
in the wild.
That's so sad. Yeah. Yeah. You can't put something domesticated out in the wild like that.
No. And then rabbits – its teeth never stop growing, so they like to chew on everything, and they don't grow out of it. Like a puppy grows out of it,
right?
A rabbit does not.
And their teeth are very sharp. I've been bitten by a rabbit.
Really?
It hurts. Yes.
By your friend's rabbit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do I know this friend?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, she moved, and all so right. yeah, but yeah, it they do bite.
And then as prey animals, they're genetically programmed to maintain a normal appearance despite everything. So I mean, even like on their death little beds.
Yeah.
Like I said, little death beds.
Little death beds.
They could be dying and you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, they'd be
putting on a fake appearance.
Right. You wouldn't know that they were sick. You wouldn't take them to the doctor and then, you know, Peter Rabbit dies and you're like, your kids are devastated.
Right.
Yeah. It's
so people,
sad.
If you're out there listening, just don't do it just to be cute towards your kid. Make sure you make an educated and informed decision before you do this.
You get a stuffed rabbit.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Yeah.
Taylor has to get a stuffed animal every single year.
Still?
Oh, girl. If I don't get a stuffed animal for like Valentine's Day,
uh-huh.
she's like upset. She's 17.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's her favorite thing.
You remember I had a bunch of stuffed animals growing up.
You had that stick in your room.
Yeah, my dad made a, you need to take notes on this, Curtis,
yes.
for your
yes.
daughter. It was a pole, and I think it was like a 2-inch by 2-inch piece of wood, and my dad put hooks all up and down it, and then we put little pieces of yarn around the stuffed animal's neck, and then you could hang them from the pole. So it was like a stuffed animal pole. So it didn't take up any hardly room, but yet you had all your stuffed animals in one spot.
Them.
Yeah, they weren't laying all over the floor.
Hers are just stuffed into a toy box.
Yeah.
It's used toy box.
Well,
just kinda
I was
if you got room for it.
I never told you this, but I was so inspired by what your dad did
yeah.
that I had bought something that was very similar that hung from the ceiling
oh, really?
For Taylor's room to display all her animals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love
That's
that.
Awesome.
Good memory.
So did you ever get anything crazy in your Easter basket?
No, we were very traditional. Candy. I don't even think we got like...
I would get underwear and stuff. I don't want that.
Oh, no. That's for Christmas.
Stocking.
Yeah, you get that kind of disappointment at Christmas.
I used to get CDs and stuff from my mom.
You
know,
that's
especially
good.
When I was in high school and middle school and I like music a lot.
Yeah.
I vividly remember getting a Hoobastank CD and I still listen to that CD. Like
a who?
Hoobastank. You know who that is?
What?
Ever heard the song The Reason?
Yes, I
reason.
Love that
yeah,
song.
Yeah, that's that band. That's CD.
You know that song.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a really, really popular song.
Oh, okay.
But
I just didn't know their name.
I just that CD was very good. My mom used to get CDs and beef jerky and just whatever we
beef jerky. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
Closer to the mic. Closer. Curtis. Okay. Yeah. We're training. Yeah,
we're professionals.
I was trying to do sign language, but.
I thought I was being too loud. I backed away.
No. I was getting you closer to the
He's
mic.
He's going the opposite direction.
And then how old were you guys when you found out there was, again, parents, if your kids are in the car, this is not a family show.
Yes.
How old were you all when you found out there was no Easter Bunny?
I don't know, because there was never like an epiphany. It was just a slow, like, and then we never had the conversation like, oh, there's no Easter Bunny. So
did you
do
it with Santa? There's no Santa?
No. See, I believed in Santa until 35? I was almost a teenager. Yeah, I had like, no joke.
I believed in Santa. But forever. I don't know that I ever actually believed in the Easter Bunny.
Yeah.
Like, I don't remember being a kid and thinking the Easter Bunny did that. I kind of like knew mom did it.
Yeah.
But I believed in Santa. And yeah. I remember finding out about that and I was pretty upset. I was like, you lied to me for...
Oh, did you
years?
Actually have the conversation?
Well,
oh, yeah. I was like,
mad.
Why would you lie to me? And she's just like, well, it's for you. I'm like, it doesn't really sound that nice.
Oh, wow.
Well, I'm like you. The Easter Bunny always freaked me out because what I could, you know, even sit on Santa's lap.
It's at least a person.
Yeah, he looks normal outside of the red costume. But when you sit on one of those fake bunnies, they have those little wire eyes where you can look through, and then you see people eyes.
That's why I said earlier, like the Easter Bunny really can't be the best thing because it's scary. I'm still scared of
it. So
them.
I don't know how kids look at that and believe in it because it looks like just a giant stuffed animal with a man underneath or a woman.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly. And the best thing ever, though, are these people that take their kids to have their photos taken with the Easter Bunny, and the kids end up just like screaming.
That was my daughter.
And they keep the picture, and then they post it on social media now. I mean, that stuff's funny.
It is funny.
It is funny.
Yeah.
It's a funny bunny.
It's better when they're scared.
Yeah. It is.
All right. Well, moving right along, you know, we're talking all this fun stuff, Easter, and we're going to have to talk about candy because that's me and Curtis's favorite.
Yes.
And I did a little research. What do you think the number one Easter candy is in 2018?
18?
Yeah.
As opposed to 17?
Well, it's pretty consistent. I mean, I only looked up stats. I didn't look up for the last 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm going to say either Peeps or jelly beans.
Okay. Really? See,
the Starburst jelly beans because those are way better than regular jelly beans.
Okay.
Okay, I say the Reese's egg.
Okay.
It has to be number one.
Well, you're both wrong.
Ah!
You're both wrong. I never would have guessed this. The Russell Stover marshmallow chocolate eggs, which I don't even think
I've never
eaten
that. Gotten one.
I don't
ever.
Know that I've ever had one. Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's a regional thing. Maybe like that's what everybody eats in
California,
crowded areas, like New York City and stuff.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, number two was Cadbury mini eggs. I hate Cadbury's.
I don't like them either.
No, these are good, though. These aren't the Cadbury eggs that have, like, the pudding stuff in it. It's not the cream eggs. It's not the cream eggs. These are, like, the little chocolate-covered. It's like an M&M, but it's candy-coated.
Okay.
They are really good.
Okay, well,
but
I
you have
like
to get
that.
The Cadbury's. There's a knockoff brand, and they're not any good.
Okay. Well, then yours, Tamara, I think it was number eight on the list.
Eight?
Yes.
How is this possible?
Yours was number nine, Curtis. Mine's not even on the list, so it makes me discount this whole sales that's going on.
What's yours?
Robin eggs.
The gum. The gum and the packages.
No, it's like a malt ball. It's like a
malted milk ball.
I know what you're talking about,
but they're Robin. They look like little blue checkered.
We used to get little egg cartons, and they had like gum in them. That's what I thought you meant.
Okay.
Like little,
I know what you're talking about.
We used to like that a lot,
yeah.
You don't know the Robin eggs? They're like Whoppers.
I think I do know what you're talking about. God. I think,
but I wouldn't think they were.
Yeah, I wouldn't
the best.
Well, she said they weren't on the list.
No, I said they're the number one seller.
Yes,
I thought everybody in the world ate those.
I guess
apparently
not.
So here's what we're gonna do. I don't like this list. Y'all don't like this list.
Yeah.
So we're gonna play a game. Now Tamara's familiar with this game, but Curtis, this is the first time you've ever played it. And what we're gonna do is I've got 20 Easter items, Easter candy on the list, and we're gonna go around the room, and we're all gonna take a turn scratching off their least favorite until we get to the end and we decide for ourselves as a group what is the best candy. And there's no vetoing. And Tamron, you and I can share a pen and give Curtis that one.
Okay.
Because we'll need to scratch it off the list. Now, for everybody out there listening, you play. Here's what we got on the list. And this was according to the top selling candy. So there's the Russell Stover marshmallow chocolate eggs, which we talked about.
Yeah.
Cadbury eggs, jelly beans, Snickers chocolate egg, Easter M&Ms, the hollow chocolate bunny, the solid chocolate bunny,
woo-hoo,
the Reese's peanut butter cup,
yum,
Peeps,
yeah,
Robin eggs, Jordan almonds, Reese's Pieces mini eggs,
yum,
sweet tarts, bunny corn. It's like candy corn, but it's
I've never seen that either.
I've never seen that either.
But I love candy corn.
It's extremely popular. I had no idea.
All right.
Starburst jelly beans.
That's what
Panorama eggs. Do y'all remember those?
Yes.
Now, this may be before your time, Curtis.
Yeah.
But they used to have decorative eggs. You explain it, Tamara.
Yeah. So it's a decorative egg that's hollow on the inside. And they would, through icing and stuff, make little scenes inside of the egg.
Right. You could look through it with your eye.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, so punny.
Yeah. So pun intended.
And then Lindt chocolate carrots, which I've never had those.
That just sounds not tasty.
I know.
Never heard that.
Easter crosses, carrot cake, Hershey kisses. Didn't know that.
Yep.
And then fluffy stuff, cotton candy tells. So we're going to go around the room. We're going to start with Tamara. And Tamara, scratch off your least favorite item.
Okay. I am going to scratch off the, what is it? The Lindt chocolate carrots. Those have to be dreadful.
First of all, chocolate carrots, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah, I mean, everything's better with chocolate, but chocolate carrots, no.
Yeah, I can't see it. Okay, I'm okay with that. Okay, Curtis, you're going to take your least favorite off.
There was a few on there that I didn't like.
Good, when he comes back around.
Let's see. I'm going to do with the candy corn. What number was that
Okay. 14.
Yeah.
14.
I didn't think that sounded very good. And I've never had it, so I'm just going to
I like candy corn, but it's not my favorite, so that doesn't make
You're okay
me
with
mad.
Letting that go?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm going to say, let's see. I'm going to go with Jordan almonds. I never did like those things. Have you all ever had those?
Oh, I like Jordan almonds.
Okay. I don't think I've ever had Jordan almond either.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to get rid of the Cadbury egg. That's the Cadbury cream egg. I'm not a fan.
I'm with you. I hate them.
I don't like that.
Which number was that?
Two.
That's two, yeah. Okay, I'm going to get rid of one, which is the Russell Stover chocolate marshmallow egg.
Yeah,
I agree.
I wouldn't have nothing to do with that either.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I'm going to get rid of Peeps. We've all said we're not big fans of that, except Tamara. She's upset.
Well, they're not my favorite, but yeah, I'll eat a Peep. Just one.
If I get any for Easter, I'll bring them to you. You can have them.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Okay. I'm going to get rid of the carrot cake Hershey Kisses.
I agree.
I've had them. They're not bad, but it's not.
That doesn't sound very tasty.
It's not great.
It really doesn't.
Yeah.
Okay, Curtis?
I'm going to say the fluffy stuff cotton candy tails.
Is it just cotton candy?
It's basically cotton candy made to look like cotton tails put in a bag.
Oh, okay.
So it's just basically cotton candy.
Okay.
Yeah. Like that's still probably pretty low compared to the rest that we have. So.
Yeah, right. I agree. I am going to take off sweet tarts. I'm not a big fan of sweet tarts.
I like the sweet tarts.
It's too sweet and it's too tart.
I like chewy sweet tarts better, but.
Yeah, I like the chewy sweet tarts better. I agree. I am going to get rid of the Easter crosses, and I'll tell you why. I have a hard time eating a cross, which is a symbol of the Christian religion. Like, I have a hard time eating that.
I'm right there with you. And in fact, I saw one of them that had Jesus in chocolate on the cross.
Are you serious?
How could you eat that?
Do you eat the chocolate Easter bunny?
Okay, I have no problem eating the bunny.
Yeah, just take him out.
But the cross, no.
Which, that reminds me of my favorite song. Have you all ever heard this?
What?
The bunny. I like the bunny. Have you not heard this?
I've not. No.
It's a VeggieTales song. I don't like milk. I just like the bunny. It's so good. Yeah. That song's addictive. I love that song.
I'll have to listen when I go home.
YouTubing that.
Did you not raise your kids on VeggieTales?
Yes, but I don't remember that particular song.
Oh, it was my favorite out of all of them.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Mm. Sorry, I digress.
We should have a whole episode on VeggieTales.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, whose turn was it after that?
I don't know.
I think it's mine.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the hollow chocolate bunnies because I like the crispy ones. I don't like the hollow.
Crispy?
Like with the crispies in them. You know what I'm saying?
Like a Nestle Crunch.
If it's a hollow one, it's just a piece of chocolate, you know?
All right, go Link.
I'm going to get rid of, let's see, where am I at? I'm going to get rid of the Panorama eggs because they're beautiful, but you don't want to eat them.
Right.
That would have been my next pick.
It's too hard to eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I'm going to get rid of the Easter M&Ms.
What?
I know.
Do they taste just like regular M&Ms?
They do.
But M&Ms is like my favorite candy.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's my favorite chocolate candy, and Mike and Ike's is my favorite non-chocolate candy.
I think I knew the Mike and Ike's.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I just got rid of your favorite.
I got rid of your Peeps.
Yeah.
Okay.
Curtis.
I'm going to get rid of the solid chocolate bunny, too, because I don't like you
either.
Oh,
my gosh. It's not even Easter anymore, people.
I know it.
Do we even have anything Easter on here? Okay, I'm going to get rid of the Snickers chocolate egg. Nah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, because I don't know that
that's very Eastery to me.
Very popular or prominent. You don't see it out a lot.
It was number two on the list of top selling, or I'm sorry, number three. No, number four.
I'm going to get rid of jelly beans.
The right, yeah.
I love jelly beans.
My dad is a huge jelly bean fanatic. I always get him jelly beans for his birthday and stuff, but I'm not a huge fan.
Regular jelly beans aren't that good to me. They had to be like a special one, the Starburst. Something that's, something better.
Okay. I love it.
Extra.
I can't get rid of eight.
No.
I'm going to say robin eggs. See, those are good, but they're definitely not my top three.
Oh, my
gosh. He's mad now.
Well, and guys.
She's going to take out mine just to spite
I'm taking
me.
Out your and Tam's. That's the Reese's peanut butter. It's just too much peanut butter for
Oh,
me.
My. There's no such thing.
I don't think we're coming down to something we really like.
Okay. Well, I'm going to get rid of the Starburst jelly beans.
I almost won.
Sorry.
Oh, do we all agree that Reese's Pieces mini eggs are the best? I'm not even a big fan of Reese's Pieces.
I like Reese's Pieces.
But see, I would have said Reese's peanut butter eggs were my favorite.
I would have said the first one. The bigger ones are,
yeah.
too.
So this, what does this tell us?
We don't agree on our
That we haven't tried all the candy.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go Walgreens after this.
That was a big flop. Now, just a couple things. If you are looking for great candy around Kentucky and you don't want to go traditional and run into Walmart and grab bags of these, Tamara and I have got to experience some really cool chocolate places along the way. Candy places, not just chocolate. One, we toured Rebecca Ruth up in Frankfurt. We've got a blog out there. You need to check it out. That was a great adventure.
That was a great day. Fun in Frankfurt.
Yeah, we made a day of it. We visited the Capitol. Mm-hmm. We went and ate at a really cool diner. It was awesome.
Yep.
There's also old Kentucky chocolate, which is all around town.
Yes.
Delicious.
Very good. I almost stopped in there today, but the deposition I was at ran long, and so I missed out. I was mad at that attorney.
I love that place. And now they have a new location in Hamburg. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's Art Eatables, we got to meet them at the Bourbon Affair. They're based out of Louisville, and they're bourbon-infused and bourbon-themed candies and chocolates. It's delicious, and they're really pretty to look at, too, the way they've designed them. And they gave them away at gifts. Was it the Academy Awards or the Oscars or something?
Some big awards ceremony.
Yeah, they gave them away as, like, little gifts.
Part of the swag bag, I think.
Yeah.
And they have a beautiful store. It's down in Louisville on Main Street.
Have you been there?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
It's right down from the Fraser History Museum. So stop in there. Every confection that you can imagine is there on the shelves. It's just a beautiful store.
It's delicious. Mm-hmm. And then our new favorite that just landed locally too is Bourbon Bonbons.
Yes.
And they're bonbons made of bourbon.
Yes.
And then they made some cupcakes. You brought me a cupcake for my birthday. Most beautiful cupcake I've ever seen.
Yeah. Ken and Melissa Robinson, she is a fantastic baker. And so they make these bourbon bonbons. They also make wine bonbons.
I've got to try that.
Yeah. Those are really good. And then she does cakes and cupcakes and that kind of thing. So bourbon bonbons, you can pick those up at Liquor Barn.
Yes. All right. Good.
Yep. All right. Now, can we get to my favorite thing, please?
Of course.
Okay.
Of course.
So my favorite thing about Easter, my second favorite thing about Easter, is fashion. And so I just think it's fantastic because the spring fashions are always so cheery. You know, you come out of a long winter and it's dark and dull and blah, blah, blah. So you want to have something fresh and bright. And what better way to express that than through your fashion? I get really, really excited about spring fashion. And now I am also a traditionalist when it comes to what do you wear on Easter Sunday. And of course, I go to church. So if you don't go to church, it might be a little weird for you to be running around in a nice dress and a hat and gloves and all that kind of stuff. But I usually wear a hat. Me and there's one other little lady at church.
You
older
and
Meemaw.
Lady.
Me and Meemaw, we wear a hat every Easter. And I love that. I think women look fantastic in hats. I'm all about bringing the hat back for the ladies. And then also gloves. I did have an Easter where I wore white gloves to church. And I just think it's fantastic. What other time of the year can you kind of pull out all the stops?
It's classic.
Yeah.
You are somebody to me that pulls off that look very, very well too. I mean, I was out at an antique shop not too long ago and I saw these just amazing long antique.
Oh, opera length gloves.
Yes. Yeah. And they had your name written all over them.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, because totally it would keep your hands nice and, you know, we're touching things all the time. And yeah. I think we should bring it back.
You got long arms too.
So yeah. And so, and there's nothing cuter than a little baby in a bonnet.
I agree.
Don't you agree?
I agree. Taylor always had hats.
Did she?
Yeah. I always made her wear hats when she was little.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it, growing up, my parents always wanted to put me in something really frilly and I hated it because I had two brothers. I was more of a tomboy and they'd try to put me in this frilly dress and I'd be like crying in all the pictures. Woo! You know,
I just can't see that about you.
Yeah. Because now I'm the opposite, right? Yeah. Now I'm
You're
the
so
opposite.
Girly.
Yeah. So Easter hats, bonnet. Now this does include men's hats. Men, do you wear a hat ever, Curtis? No, if, Easter
if
or
I'm
not?
If I'm running errands, I have like a baseball cap.
Oh, okay.
Not really. Like that's just if I don't want to comb my hair, I put like a Packers hat on or something. Yeah. You know?
I'm a baseball cap girl myself.
Yeah, Lee loves her baseball hat.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her. They're super cute. I always wear a dress. I know a lot of people like the pantsuit now, which is making a comeback. That's okay too.
I do like wearing a dress for Easter.
Yeah.
I just like think that. You should. Or a skirt.
Yeah. Now men's fashion. What do you think? You're wearing a bright pink sweatshirt, so I think I know the answer to this, but how do you feel about the seersucker and the bright pastels for men?
I like light, nice colors. I'm a graphic designer as well, so I like all kinds of palettes. Light pink and light blue together is really nice. Yeah. I have like a suit jacket that's light pink, like a Keeneland jacket all day. So,
oh, do you?
Yeah, none of those colors scare me. Yeah.
I think it is Easter. A younger generation. You tend to see them very...
You probably wouldn't catch my dad in something like that, but I have no problem wearing a pink shirt or a light blue. Light blue is a boy's color anyway, so
yeah,
no
absolutely.
Problem with that at all. But.
Absolutely. And my dad is a big fashion guy himself.
Mm-hmm. Your
and
whole family is.
I love it because he and my mom like color coordinate their outfits.
I don't know that I've ever done that.
It's kind of sweet on Sundays. I mean,
they
don't always.
Doing that with your new man. If you ever get a new man, you're going to be coordinating outfits.
Maybe, especially to a high profile event. You want to look... Because you'd be taking pictures and stuff. You want to kind of look good together. Yeah. What do you think about cufflinks? Are you a cufflink guy?
I'm not a cufflink guy.
No?
No. I wear maybe a piece of bling on my tie or something, like a tie clip, but I don't really wear cufflinks.
Okay. Okay. What about, are you a bow tie or a full-length tie?
I have never tied a bow tie in my life. I'm a tie guy all the way.
Really? Are you opposed to a bow tie?
Opposed, no, but I'd prefer a tie. I can do it with my eyes closed, you know, so a tie is easy for me. I think it looks nice. Like I said, I like the tie clip a lot.
Yeah.
I think it looks really nice with a button-up shirt.
Now, you've had two boys. Did you ever learn how to tie a tie for your boys?
I have tried to do a bow tie. I'm just not.
What about a regular tie? Do you know how to tie one?
Yes, I do know how to tie a regular tie. Yes. But I love a good bow tie, and our friend Eric Goff.
Meeks, or, yeah.
He has E.F. Meeks. It's a local business that he started here. They sell bow ties, and you can get those at, I think, Logan's and other places around town or special order them from him. I love that trend now with bridal and whatever the men wear, the tuxedo, bridal party is the word I'm looking for, where everyone in the bridal party will wear the same bow tie, and it just brings it very cohesively together. I love that look.
Yeah.
So I'm a bow tie girl.
I'm a traditional tie girl. I prefer traditional
I like that the tie covers my buttons in the center.
Yeah,
I'm kind of a bigger guy too, so like having something that kind of take away from my bigness, if anything, helps out a lot too.
Yeah,
but a lot of men are doing away with the ties now. You'll see a sport coat,
all together,
and you just won't
unbutton
see
the top button.
Yeah. Exactly.
It depends what I'm doing. Like if I'm going to Keeneland, sure, I'll unbutton the top button and breathe a little bit. But if I went to church, I'd probably just wear a tie.
Yeah. I'm all about it. So, and wear white on Easter. That's a big thing, and I'm all for that because it represents purity and all of that kind of thing. So I'm a big fan of Easter fashion. I think everybody should get something new to wear to Easter. And that's all I have to say about that topic.
No, I have to go shopping on Saturday. So
yeah, get to the store.
You did try on a beautiful dress.
Oh,
this, you got to talk about this experience. I think that's the most beautiful I've ever seen you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that wasn't even a filtered picture.
That's
so
nice.
Thank you. Yeah. the hat distracted from a lot. But yes, that dress, I went to Carl Myers down on Clay Avenue, which is also known as Lexington's Rodeo Drive.
Yes.
For good reason. It's specialty shops and some of them can be kind of pricey, but you get so much more for your dollar.
You can
there.
See why, because when you put on that dress, you look like something out of a movie.
This dress, I had my pretty woman moment in this store. They had an open house. They have an in-house milliner that is a person who fashions hats. And so they have hats for every outfit in there that you can color coordinate. And it's just fantastic. But that dress, I put it on. It was red. It was very fitted. And it was stunning. And you could feel the weight of that fabric. And it was just, you just felt like you were clothed.
High quality.
Super high quality. It's not the Gap. It's not, you know, right. Old Navy.
It's not Kohl's.
Yeah. It is like top notch. You're like, yeah. I just feel like I was made to wear that dress.
You sent me that picture and I said, you've got to wear that to Derby, although we're getting some other dresses, but I said, you've got to wear that thing. And then you said it was $900.
It was $895.
Like, I said, now, does that include the hat and the dress? You're like, no.
No, the hat was almost.
So,
but again, it's high quality.
What if
high
that thing quality. Showed up in a box at your house? Would you marry that man?
I would wear that dress everywhere I went. Kroger, ball fields.
You might want to just say your address over there.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm hoping they'll sponsor me. I don't know because I just love that dress.
Well, they should because you look like a supermodel.
Well, they're very sweet over there. And that's what you get, excellent customer service there. They have in-house alterations for free and options. So if you like that dress, well, you can say, well, I would rather have it in burgundy.
Really?
They'll be like, done.
Oh,
like they make things happen for you there.
Yeah.
I wish my whole life could be like that.
Well, we're just starting out on Kentucky Taste Buds, so you never know where it's going to take us.
Yeah. Check back next year. We'll see how Tam does with her Easter outfit. Yes. Now, as you all know by now, there was a massive fire at Notre Dame this week. It was all the news. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah. I saw many, many videos.
Yeah. And the videos were so sad to watch. And you could hear the crowd just like ooing and like gasping every time something fell and burned. And it was just very, very sad because it is Holy Week. And you had all of these people looking forward to Easter services there at Notre Dame, which is one of the most famous cathedrals in all the world. And it, whether you're religious or not, it's just a piece of architecture that has stood the test of time. It's been there for hundreds of years and very, very famous. And it made me really, really sad because Paris is on my bucket list, as you
Mine
know.
Mine too. Yeah, I know.
And I never got, have not gotten there yet. I did not get to see Notre Dame in person. And I was like, dang it.
It's not burnt to the ground.
Well, that was good. But my thought during watching that, I was like, it's being destroyed and I didn't get to see it in person. So I was thrilled to learn that right up the road in Covington, Kentucky, I don't know if you know about this, there is the Cathedral Basilica of the Assumption. And it is modeled after Notre Dame. And it is a third of its size. But you have all of the elements that Notre Dame has right up in
Had
Covington,
you heard about this,
Kentucky.
Curtis?
I've never heard about that.
I hadn't either.
Yeah, so it has the big rose stained glass window in the front. It's got the two tower-looking pieces in the front, the edifice. It has the Gothic architecture. It has the arches, all the things that Notre Dame had or has, and hopefully that will be reconstructed. But it's right up the street from us in Covington, Kentucky. It was started in 1894.
Wow.
And to this day, it remains largely unfinished.
That is crazy.
Because
they don't have the funding?
The funding, yes. And they change the bishops and stuff. And somebody thinks, well, maybe money should be funneled elsewhere. And so it's just been, but it's beautiful. And you can go and tour it.
I wonder if people will be more inspired to fix it now.
Maybe.
What's happened.
Maybe
they can share all the donations sent to the original one. There was like over $700 million or something like that.
Oh, something crazy.
Yeah,
something crazy.
True.
Yes. And they have concerts there. So if you're in Northern Kentucky, be sure to check out that cathedral. And they also have a organ there, a Dorgan. The Dorgan organ. It's just an organ, a pipe organ. But it dates back to 1859, which that's fantastic. I love a good pipe organ. Are you... You're having a
they give me the creeps. It's always like something you're going to see in a scary devil movie.
Oh, you think like Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah, like Dracula owns it.
Dracula.
Oh, I don't like that.
Well,
it's
if you've ever been to a beautiful cathedral, Christ the King Cathedral here in Lexington has a beautiful pipe organ, and it's just so magical and just
Are you streaming that in your car too?
Well, I do like a good pipe organ. The Kentucky Theater has a pipe organ too.
She wonders why she gets looks on the street. She got her windows down with pipe organs playing on the speakers.
Like something scary is about to happen to her.
Yeah. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. So we
we'll
hope that Notre Dame gets built. And then maybe you and I can go after it gets rebuilt and we'll get to see the real thing.
Heck yeah.
Let's
do it. We got all this stuff to do with this money we don't have yet.
Big plans, girl. Big plans.
Big plans. Big plans. Now, guys, this is going to be a weird transition because we've been talking about everything Easter. And you just finished on a very good note with religion and how we can go to this church and listen to pipe organs. But
you say that with such disdain.
Well, I do love stained glass. Okay, I do love stained glass. But we got a really excited invitation, Tamara and I did last week. L8 has invited you and I to go and, well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Okay.
With that invitation, they sent us their new Orange L8, which has not even hit the market yet. It's a cream ale.
Yes.
It's supposed to taste like a dreamsicle. And here's some facts. So it's considered their first seasonal L8 flavor ever because it's only going to be here for a limited time.
They're going to do it every spring, I guess.
That's what their hope is. Their hope is to do it every spring.
Makes sense.
Yes. It's not in stores yet, like I said, and probably won't be until early May. I think May 4th was the date I heard.
Mm-hmm.
It is made up of orange and vanilla, and it has no artificial flavors. And of course, like I said, it's supposed to taste like a dreamsicle.
It says it has no artificial colors either.
No, it doesn't.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. The suggested retail price is $2.89 for a 4-pack. That's
not
reasonable.
Bad. Yeah, absolutely.
120 calories per bottle, which I'm not, you know, I hate to get
Why
calories
do they have to
that
tell
way.
That?
Well, well, they made the point of saying that hopefully over time they're going to come out with a diet version of that.
It can't be as good.
Oh, I don't know. I think some of the diets out there are pretty good.
Okay.
It does have caffeine. It has the equivalent of what you would find in a Coke or a Pepsi, but not a Mountain Dew. Because, you know, Mountain Dew is like double.
Oh, my gosh. That stuff. Jack you up.
I know. And so I thought I brought it in to take a live recorded
taste test.
Okay. So, Tamara, you talk while I get these out of the little.
Okay. Well, I'm very excited. And for those who don't know, if you're new to Kentucky or you live under a rock, L8 is made right up the road in Winchester, Kentucky. So it's a fantastic drink. It's the regular flavor is a ginger ale flavor. It's delicious.
And last year they sent us the cherry, which I really liked. I liked it better than the original, but you're all still fans of the original.
I like
more.
The original
yes,
more than that one. It wasn't bad. It was just strong.
Yeah.
So. Okay. I hope you can get this open.
Yeah. Curtis, use your man open? Hands. Yeah. I got mine open.
I didn't get mine open.
I've been working out.
I shouldn't know if they were
That's
twist
true.
Off
I've been
or not.
Sick.
Yeah. Burn Boot Camp is paying off for me.
Well, not me. I'm going to
My strong, vice-like
oh,
hands.
Oh, I finally got it.
There are some events coming up. This one says Circle K on Richmond Road on April 25th. You can taste the orange cream ale from 4 to 5 p.m. on Thursday, the 25th.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about the event we're going to be at here in a minute.
Okay.
But let's go ahead and cheers.
Cheers to you
cheers
all.
Cheers to you all. Cheers. I don't know if y'all could hear that clinking.
Yeah, I'm sure they can.
Okay. And now you can hear us taste it. That's going
to
be
I hate to hear people swallow.
Well,
so
y'all might want to close your
Move ears. Away from the microphones because I don't want to hear you gulping.
Oh, my God. It does taste exactly like
It's orange right off the top and then L8 after.
It's,
you get the orange first, definitely.
But it tastes like the Dreamsicle ice cream.
Totally does.
It's so good.
Because it has the perfect balance of vanilla. Like Curtis said, and following orange. Up the orange.
Almost like an orange sherbet. I love it.
Yeah.
Because it's so good for me right now. I'm so thirsty.
Sun-kissed is very orange.
Yeah, this is not.
This is not like a sun-kissed.
This is a more ice creamy flavor.
Yes.
It's more
it's
of a
creamy.
Ice creamy.
Yeah, that's it's why cream. It's called the orange cream.
Gosh, they're geniuses.
How do they do that?
There's lots of flavors there. Mm-hmm. LH already got a million flavors anyway, so.
That is really good. I would highly recommend that.
I think I like this better than the cherry.
I like this better than the cherry.
I don't know. I might like it as well as the cherry. It's so good.
And I hear L8 is really good with vodka.
Oh, and they
she
sent,
hears.
I don't know.
They
Somebody
sent a recipe
her.
Card with it.
Because
this is a summer drink. And we'll put a blog out about it
yeah,
this week with
let's
the recipe.
Do it.
And it is so good. But you all have to savor this because it's not going to be available till May. So when you drink it today, that's it.
Right.
Until May.
Oh, gosh.
But next Friday, let me see where I wrote this down. Because I want to make sure I give you the right time. Tamara and I have been invited out to Brandon's Crossing, which is here in the Nicholasville area, at Gumbo Yaya. Have y'all been there yet?
I think I've eaten at Gumbo Yaya one time.
I have not eaten there.
I heard it's really good. I haven't been there.
Yes.
But it's from 4 to 6. You can come out and you can taste it yourself. Plus, you get to meet the buds. We're going to be filming. We're going to be interviewing.
Signing autographs.
Yes.
Taking donations for my trip to Paris in my red dress from Carl Myers.
Yes. And it's going to be, like Curtis mentioned, there's a couple of locations. I think Winchester just had their preview last week or yesterday or something like that.
I think so.
And then this is going to be for our location. So please come see us and try this for yourself. If you do go, I want you to come up to Tamara and I and say, hey, we love you.
Yes.
That's exactly what we want you to say.
Profess your undying love for the buds. And also, you'll pick up a really good meal at Gumbo Yaya. Now, I know some people have a hard time eating that spicy Cajun-type food, and sometimes it can block up your pipes.
Well, geez.
Your internal
pipes. That's a nice swing.
Yeah, I know. But if your regular pipes, your metal plumbing pipes in your home have issues.
Not your digestive pipes.
Pipes. You go see your doctor for that. But Central Kentucky Plumbing, they are the people, the pros that you want to contact to help fix your real pipes. So give them a call at 859-363-6418. Their website is ck-ps.com and they will just take care of all of your issues.
I'm loving this.
Can we get peel you a grape?
I'm glad that we kept it in the cooler because it's nice and cold.
It's nice and refreshing.
It is very refreshing.
It's a great spring summertime drink.
Yes, I love that.
That would go over well.
Yeah.
If y'all don't want yours, just let me know.
All right. Well, let's turn to Curtis now. You had a big event this week.
Yes.
So Curtis has a side hustle, which we are huge proponents of side hustle. People, if you don't have a side hustle, get a side hustle.
My life is a side hustle.
Well, yeah. Some people have more than one.
Yeah.
And but yours is called Cosmic Arcade.
Yes, ma'am.
And you have, tell us what you do with that.
So we are basically a pop-up arcade event company, I guess you'd call it.
Yeah.
So we go to bars and we went to Malibu Jack's Wednesday and we set up all of our professional equipment, PlayStation 4s, professional monitors, projectors, big screen TVs. We stream it. So this week we were at Malibu Jack's on Wednesday for Fortnite and that went well.
How many people?
This one was kind of a smaller one. There was about 10 to 15 people there, mostly like younger kids. So
yeah,
we're kind of learning. We've never done a Fortnite one. That's more of like a younger based crowd on that. So it's hard for a kid to go, if they want to do it, just to go take themselves. So it's up to their parents to kind of bring them out to that.
Yeah.
But this Tuesday and Wednesday, Mortal Kombat 11 comes out. I'm sure you may have heard of an old one of those games.
I've heard of it.
It's very gruesome. It's not child friendly.
Yes.
But we're hosting Tuesday and Wednesday because it's a really big thing coming out. And hopefully the one at Malibu Jack's will be really nice for our fighting game community to come out this Wednesday as well.
Cool. Now, do you have to pre-register for this?
You can pre-register online on Smash GG or on our Facebook page. There's a link on there. But you can register right at the door when you walk in. So you'll see me right up front, I think at the computer. Just talk to me and we'll get you set up.
And what's the fee?
$5. Yeah, at Al's Bar. It's okay. Al's Bar is a great bar, too. You can go get you a nice beer while you play some games.
I'm going to visit you one of these days.
I know. I wanted to go. Yeah, Lee's been sick. I've had a ton of work to do.
You'll be shocked when you see the video of this next game, though. It's extremely gruesome.
I may not be able to see that.
Yeah.
I need to go to the Fortnite ones.
Well, we could go and just like not look at the monitors, just like look at the people.
I would probably go and then lecture the people.
Well, the other fighting games aren't really gruesome, but Mortal Kombat's always been known for gore. And it's like gore you couldn't even imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's extremely...
Okay. You just talked me
He's getting very excited about it. Are you seeing this look in his eye?
Whenever I was 10, my mother grounded me from playing Mortal Kombat 2.
As she should.
And good mom.
We played it anyways. Ooh. Sorry, Mom. It was hard for her to take games away from us because we played it anyways.
Yeah.
But kids nowadays are numb to that.
They are.
And it's
sad.
That's kind of sad, but it's...
It's just a game.
In its own way, it's art, too. It's just nasty, gruesome, fun art, I guess.
Curtis also likes death metal, so...
No, I said I didn't like death metal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, well, on a lighter note, Tamara and I are going to be hosting at Kentucky Branded in the Hamburg area on Thursday, 4/25, from 6 to 9. They're going to be having a big special, 25% off the store, to really feature their spring essentials collection. They're featuring the bow ties and bangles jewelry, which we love. They're going to be having champagne.
I'll be there.
We're signing up for that any day of the week. They're going to have, if you can get a free tote with the purchase of $50 more, and they always have great Kentucky products. We love this store. They have Simply Southern, Maker's Mark. It's a great time to come out and get 25% off. Why wouldn't you? And drink champagne.
And see us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And tell them what else is going on. We're going to be doing Tuesday, Tam.
We have a really packed week next week, which is great. We are going to the pre-opening party at the new Chewy's location in Hamburg. So it's on the corner of Sir Barton and Man of War. It's in the former Applebee's building there on the corner. You can't miss it. And we have been invited to come to their pre-opening party. And we will tell you all about it. And we're going to eat lots of really good food. Absolutely. I can guarantee that.
Absolutely.
The other location is on Nicholasville Road. So if you're a Chewy's fan, a new location coming to Hamburg.
And then probably, well, I mean, all of these are great things
to do. I know it.
Tam and I have been invited this year to be judges for the Taste of Bluegrass event that's held May 17th from 7 to 9 at the Keeneland Keen Bar and Entertainment Center. We don't know what kind of food we're judging yet. I think you were wanting to get the sweets category.
Yes. Can I have the desserts category, please?
But I don't know what they're going to put us at. It's going to be the 39th year doing it. And to get ready for that, and we'll have more information as that comes out. To prepare for that, they're actually throwing a little preview party for the judges at the castle.
Yes.
Tuesday. And you've been to the castle. I have never been. I cannot even wait. We've already been talking about outfits we're going to wear.
Yes. And this is the Kentucky Castle on Versailles Road. If you are from Kentucky, from Lexington, you know about it. You've driven past it a million times. Now it's a hotel. They have events, all kinds of fun things going on there. And we will be there next week.
If you fly into Lexington, you're going to see the castle.
Yes.
It's gorgeous.
Yeah. So we're very, very excited.
So we'll come back
that.
With all the information on that. And another event that's going to happen is on April 27th. You've heard us talk about this. There's going to be the Taste of Danville, which is in Danville, Kentucky. And it's at our friends, Wilderness Trail Distillery, which is our favorite distillery here in the central Kentucky area. Mm-hmm. They are getting ready to release their second rye bourbon at this event. They're also going to have food, music, and sampling of this new bourbon, which is 100 proof.
Oh, my.
This is nothing weak. There's nothing weak about it. And they have a really good video that kind of shows the whole thing. The weather, hopefully, is going to be beautiful.
Yes,
it's on their website. So go check them out at wildernesstraildistillery.com and come visit Tamara and I at the event. It's going to be fun.
We are just going to have a jam-packed week.
Heck yes.
I love it. I think it's great. Yes, we're going to pray for good weather for sure.
Yes. Well, now it's time, Tam.
Time for what?
You know, Hot Buds of the Week.
Ha!
Curtis?
Yes.
You're supposed to do it.
You're supposed to do
what?
The sound.
Ha!
Okay.
Remember, I was bad at that last week.
Yeah. You did really good. Okay, yeah. Tamara can just be the only.
Yeah.
You're the backup. Yeah. Okay.
Don't steal my thunder.
Well, before we get into our hot buds, we have an honorable mention this week because this person's actually been a hot bud before. We love her. She's a good friend of ours, Michelle at BBN_Wildcats. So we posted all about you this week.
Did you see it?
I saw the Facebooks.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you're not on Twitter.
I actually deleted my Twitter like 2 weeks ago.
Well, you're going to have to get back on.
Just because I never...
Now you have a fan.
We have a big following on Twitter, and Michelle said he needs to get on Twitter now.
I'll make one. I'll be like Curtis Taste Buds.
Yeah.
I love it.
Or Curtis the Bud.
Yeah.
I love it.
Or something.
Yeah.
Okay. Come up with something clever. This is your homework.
Yeah.
Come up with something clever.
And she wasn't the only one. Several people are like, we want to start interacting with Curtis.
See? Your fans are demanding.
Okay. I also tagged you on Instagram. Have you been on Instagram lately?
I'm just a Facebook guy.
Well.
I mess with the other ones for like business, but not personally.
This is business.
This is business.
This is business.
It's your homework for this week. Yeah.
Two accounts.
Yeah. So our first hot bud of the week is Patrick Shea at PSHEA_lawyer. I'm assuming P. Shea is a lawyer.
I thought you knew him.
No.
I thought this was the Patrick we met the other day.
At
the Reynolds, at John Reynolds' campaign party. Wasn't his name Patrick?
I don't know.
Well, let's hope not.
I'm terrible with names, obviously.
Let's hope not, because we hope he's going to be listening after we call him out.
Yeah, he said, well, we post a video about our upcoming show on KISS 96.9, and Patrick sent us a tweet and said, I didn't realize you ladies were celebrities.
So that made me think he knew us.
Oh, maybe he does.
No, we just don't know his last name.
Maybe.
Yeah, it sounds like he knows who you are.
Yeah. Yes.
Personally.
Yeah, well,
we're getting too big for our britches.
I mean, we're here or there.
We're in track of the regular people.
Yes. And we do have this new gig on KISS 96.9. We are DJs now.
Yes.
It's official. And we're having a great time with that. So maybe I don't know where he knows us from, but.
Patrick, when you listen
to
this, and we've actually embarrassed ourselves and act like we're high and mighty people when we're really not, please remind us if we know you.
Yes.
We're very, very sorry.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I don't even know how to get out of that. Yeah. Okay, the next bud is Jehovah13 at FGA Hovac. Okay, that was a mouthful. And his name is, I know, is Frank. And here's the thing with Frank. Frank was one of my very first Twitter followers, my personal Twitter followers, and we became friends. And then he disappeared for a couple of years, and he came back during the BBN basketball tournament. I started seeing him tweeting again. I'm like, Frank,
He's
Where
back.
Have you been? Where have you been? Well, meanwhile, he followed us on our Taste Buds account, and he piggybacked on Patrick's tweet that, you know, about Patrick's talking about us being celebrities. Yeah. And then Frank said, look, I'll be the first in line for your autograph.
Oh.
Well, here's the deal, Frank. It's not beneath us to hand out autographs, but at the same time, we're just going to mail those directly to you. There's no reason for you to wait in line.
Yes.
We're not that cruel. So just DM
And there's no line.
Right. It's going to cost you, though.
Just DM us your address. We will be glad to give you a personalized picture, autograph. We'll even frame it for you.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Will it be filtered or unfiltered?
It'll definitely be filtered.
Yes. Okay. And last but not least, we have Ace at USARocks_5. I love that. He tweeted out, y'all, give these great ambassadors for all things bluegrass a follow. They are a hoot. I love this guy just because he used the word hoot.
I almost thought it was hot. I was like, hot.
Well, we are hot.
But same thing, right?
Maybe that's what he meant, Tamara. We're hot.
Oh, maybe. I thought hoot.
It's definitely hoot.
Because yeah. I say hoot.
Oh, because we're
lot.
Definitely not hot. Is that what
no, that's not. No.
Bang.
No,
you're fired.
No.
Get out.
No.
Well, we love you, Ace. We appreciate you following us and saying that. It's very sweet. He has a bunch of followers, too, right?
Oh, he's got tons of followers. He's way more famous than we are.
I know.
Are.
So thank you. Well, guys, that's it for this week's episode. To check out some of the things we talked about in today's show, visit our website at kytastebuds.com, where you can read our articles on food, fashion, events, and people. And follow us to keep up with our daily whereabouts on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat. Do you have Snapchat?
No.
Oh, my God. What kind of millennial are you?
You need to turn in your millennial card.
I agree with you all.
Turn it
in. But I actually tried Snapchat and did not understand what was happening.
We're going to have to explain to millennials.
I'm an old man when it comes to new social media. I love Facebook because I think it encompasses everything.
Yes.
But like Twitter does one thing and then Instagram does one thing, but right. Facebook does everything.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to have to work
dog listen, ears you, on you. If you teach me, I will do it.
Oh, we will teach you. Yeah. We'll teach you many things.
Show me the ways.
We're going to school you.
Some things you want, some things you won't
want. I have never taken a picture with a filter in my life, so you'll have to teach me how to do that.
Well, you just did.
Oh, okay. Of me.
Okay, we're going to take Curtis's picture right after this. But remember to listen to us every Saturday morning, guys. We are on KISS 96.9. If you don't have that locally, you can go to their website, KISS 96.9 FM. Make sure you get the one in Lexington, not the one in Amarillo, Texas. You will be sadly disappointed because they play nothing but music.
Yeah.
And listen to us from 8 to 10 on Saturday mornings. Thanks, guys, for listening. Hope you guys have a great week.
Have a great week, guys.
See y'all.